Good evening. I'm Kareem McCabe, also known as Kay, and I am hosting the call tonight for Real Girlfriends Across America. We are a company that has a foundation and mission to build lifelong friendships with women across the globe. We will be bringing you hot topics each night, and we are always on the lookout for new hot topics. Follow us on Facebook at Real Girlfriends Across America and head to our website, realgirlfriends.org. Now, tonight I have on the call with me Corinne Tawanda and a host of other girlfriends, and today our topic is going to explore part two of Love and Business. Is it a conflict or not? Now, I would like to get started greeting my girlfriends on the line. Hello, Tawanda and Corinne, you there?
Hi, Tawanda.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. So we're going to get started now. And here's a question that I want you to consider. Have you ever been focused on a goal, whether it was education, a career, or something else, and then you fell in love? Or maybe you were already in a stable romantic relationship, and then the relationship fell apart, and it caused your focus to crumble. So tonight, we're going to talk about that in Love and Business. This isn't going to be a very long topic because tonight we're going to focus on stories. I want to hear your stories of love and business and how you survived. Now, have you ever been focused on your education or career, or maybe a serious project had your complete focus and then all of a sudden you met someone and fell in love? Corinne, we're going to start with you.
I think this is a setup. I didn't let it affect what I had to do.
That's it? Tell us more.
So you meet a boy, you fall in love, life goes on, right?
Okay, so how did it happen? How'd you meet him? Give us the juicy details. We want the tea, girl. Go on.
I guess if I was to tell story, I guess I would tell a story about my second husband. We met when he was working at a hotel, and dated, courted, all this stuff, fell in love, and then life went on.
Okay. So what was that like? Were you able to stay productive at work?
So when I met him, I actually was relocating. So I actually didn't have a job, but I was had started going to school. And I was able to stay productive at school.
Okay. So it didn't distract you. You didn't, start daydreaming about him while you should have been studying. You didn't, ditch work to go, kick it with him. None of that happened, right?
No, because we lived together kind of early. So that's probably why that didn't happen.
Okay. So falling in love didn't negatively affect your focus and performance at all?
Maybe I daydreamed about him a little bit, but, like I said, we lived together kind of early on, so we wasn't really separated. I felt like we spent a lot of time together, so that's probably why I didn't get the chance to miss him.
Okay. But, not even just missing. Just sometimes falling in love can just distract you from what you need to do. I'll full disclosure, there was a time when I fell in love and instead of doing my work, I was staring at my computer screen, not seeing a word that was on it because I was thinking about him. That definitely negatively affected my focus. So if it didn't affect you, what methods did you use to stay focused?
I think that we had spent a lot of time already together. So maybe that was one reason why I was able to stay focused. And I guess maybe just thinking about when I'm done with whatever I'm doing, then me and him can hang out.
So delaying the amount of time that you would spend with or thinking about, okay, I'm going to reward myself by spending time with him later so that you could focus on what you were doing right then?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the outcome of the relationship versus your goal of work or career or just what you were focused on at the time?
I think that, so I'm sorry, so you mean how was I able to juggle the two?
Yes, like how did you handle it? And also, if it didn't negatively affect your goal, which, you know, was whatever it was, education or career, how were you able to continue and keep going and succeed?
I just think that I just keep the greater picture at hand. So the greater picture would be I need to provide for myself. You know, you enter a relationship hoping that it lasts forever, but you never do certain if it is or not. So I think that in the back of your head, you hope for the best, but, you know, that it's always a possibility that, you know, things may not turn out the way that you want it to. So you have to still continue doing what you need to do to be a protective person.
Mm-hmm. So basically hope for the best, prepare for the worst?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any systems of support that you used?
No, I don't think so. I think that I'm pretty private about my relationship. So I wouldn't necessarily, I'm not the type that would tell my friends like, oh, hey, he's a jerk while I'm dating him. So more or less like, oh, he was a jerk while we were dating. You're like, really? I didn't know. So I think that, you know, I just keep it to myself and just work through whatever I need to do in terms of relationships.
Okay. Thank you, Corinne. So now we're going to move on to Tawanda. Have you ever been focused on your education or career, or maybe had a serious project that had your complete focus, and then all of a sudden you met someone and you fell in love? Has that ever happened to you?
No.
No. Okay. No. Were you ever in a stable relationship? I know. You're killing my whole flow.
I know.
How about having a stable relationship that might have fallen apart? Ever had that?
Yeah, but what I was going to say, I didn't meet anyone new and lose focus, because that's extremely hard to do. However, I've been in relationships, and just during certain times, you turn up, you start doing a little more traveling, vacation, and getting more into, quote-unquote, the relationship, and that sometimes deters and pulls away from work and focus. I've had that happen, but it's hard for a complete stranger to knock me off my rocker.
Okay. So how did you handle this? What was the outcome of the relationship versus the goal? And what message did you use to stay focused?
Well, the outcome of the relationship, it ended. It didn't really end so much because of that. It was other things. But yeah, I struggled to regain balance, because a lot of times, like me working from home, and sometimes if you're with someone who doesn't work from home and doesn't understand a certain type of work ethic, they really don't understand if you're working all the time. People don't respect that, because they want to hang out. Like, people have the mentality, it's 5 o'clock or it's 5:30, you should be off. And that's just not how I operate. So a lot of times in places, like during the summer, we were like hanging out, going places, going to the park, going to parties, going to barbecues. And then after, I kind of came down off the high meaning, wait a minute, I'm hanging out a little too much and I'm getting behind on stuff and XYZ. I had to fall back from that. So, you know, that's where the compatibility situation turned out, because we wanted different things.
So basically you had to lean back from the relationship in order to move forward in the goal.
Yes, kind of, sort of, yes.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a support network during that time, or did you just sort of push through it?
You did a call last week about support networks. I mean, I know a lot of different people, but I'm really my support network. You know, a lot of times when you don't have a whole lot of time and you don't, I'm not the type of person that involves a whole lot of people into what I'm doing, just because I'm focused on doing it, I understand it, et cetera, et cetera. So I would say support network. Yeah, I have a few people that I do deal with, but not a quote unquote support network. I'm my support network.
Mm-hmm. So Well, how did you handle just the you know, the ending of the relationship for yourself, since you're your own support network? Were there things that you did? Like, did you eat ice cream? Did you, I don't know, go to the gym? Like,
well, you know what the thing is, you know, I know, like, a lot of times when someone, like, breaks up, a relationship ends, you know, people do a lot of different things. I was talking to a group of people last week, and, you know, a lot of guys say, hey, in order to get over someone, you just get under someone else. With me, I like to stay focused. I throw myself more into my work. I just try to block it out. Like, of course, feelings are real. Like, I went through a lot of different things with a relationship ending, being sad, you know, just emotional feelings and things like that. But I knew that I remember my why, and I knew that, hey, you got to shake it and, you know, get back focused, because you can't afford to not be off, you know, off task. And then I went through also a period of time to where I just kind of really stayed to myself. I limited a lot of social gatherings and stuff like that, because, you know, at one time I would, like, go out to dinner, go out for a couple of drinks, do this or do that. I wasn't in a social mood at all with friends, with associates, because I really just was still processing. I'm more mental than anything else, and I need to understand it. And when I understand something, then I can process and strategize and be able to move forward. So I internally went through some stuff. I got busy as far as work, stay focused, and just try to keep it off my mind, if that makes sense.
That does make sense. So you basically used work as your way to get past the pain.
Yes, definitely. A large part of it, yes, ma'am. In time.
Okay. Very good. Thank you. So
thank you for letting me speak.
So we're going to go on to the next section, and we're going to go back to Corinne. Has a goal of yours ever been completely destroyed as the result of falling in love or ending a relationship?
Yeah, I could say that. No, I was in my last, my second marriage. We had planned, my first marriage. My first marriage, we did have plans to, like, move and start, you know, moving forward in life. And the certain things that he did that I didn't mesh well for me, so it kind of changed the whole trajectory of what I wanted to do for the future, because it was obviously planned around him.
So what did you do to come back from that, the destruction of that? Did you give up the dream? Did you try to scout the dream again? Like, what were your methods for dealing with that?
Just made new dreams. So, I mean, there are certain dreams that I had that were my own, and then there's some dreams that were in correlation with whatever, you know, we had going on. So it basically just made me just rethink things and continue with the dreams that I set for myself, and maybe didn't have to worry about the dreams that we had set together, which, I mean, it's a long road. I guess it was for the better.
Okay. Were there any other coping mechanisms that you used? I know some of the favorite that are put out there, sometimes you can find them on the internet. Spending time with friends, going to the gym, you know, just basic things to practice self-care. Were there any other methods of self-care that you used for that?
I mean, I wouldn't call Vasa self-care, but
it can be. It can be.
I think just trying to stay positive and keep a positive mind frame, and just, you know, staying grounded and just staying focused on what I wanted to accomplish, and not getting distracted by, like, feeling maybe down or alone or, you know, afraid about the future. I just, you know, just did what I would have done if I was in a relationship.
Very good, very good. Well, for myself, I have had this actually happened to me twice. a goal of mine that was completely destroyed as a result of falling in love. My one of my major dreams in life was always to be married and to have a family. And the first time I was married for 11 years, and my husband passed away in a really tragic, unresolved manner, I guess you could say. And it took me, it's still really troubling and traumatic because we don't know what happened or why it happened or how it happened. And then the second time I was engaged, and then that relationship ended. And the way I coped with those, I would say in some ways in similar ways, but in other ways in different ways. I slept a lot through some of it. I spent a lot of time with family members that I could trust. I talked a lot with friends. I tried to stay around people who were going to encourage me and not bring me down. So that's what I did. Okay, to Wanda.
Yes, ma'am.
Has a goal of yours ever been completely destroyed as the result of falling in love or ending a relationship?
That is a really great question. I would have to say not necessarily a goal of mine, but like I've been in a relationship and there's something that we plan to do together. And that was completely destroyed. It wasn't mm-hmm. my initial goal, but it was something that I was looking forward to.
Mm-hmm. And what did you do to come back from that? Did you give up the dream? Did you do something else? What did you do?
Well, that dream was our dream together. So, yeah, I let it go, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. I wanted it, but it was something that we actually planned to do together. So, yeah, I let it go.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're going to take a quick break for a minute, and then when we come back from the break, we're going to go on to the next question.
"2020 has brought many changes, the most visual of which has been the face mask. With the arrival of face masks, new makeup trends and skincare routines have appeared as a result. 1. Gentle cleansing solutions to cleanse bacteria trapped underneath the mask against your skin. 2. Barrier creams to protect against the friction of the mask. 3. Pimple patches for skin irritations caused by mask friction. And 4. No makeup on any areas underneath the mask. This has been Kay with your trending news. Now, back to your scheduled program.
Okay, so we're back, and now I want you guys to think about this. After these things happened in these relationships, did you ever think about what you would do in the future if a similar situation were to happen again? See, you go first.
I think that I would just stay focused on what I have to do, and I probably would not sacrifice or sacrifice and maybe alter my life so much that it would hinder me until maybe further down the road.
Okay. What about you, Tawanda?
That is a good question. I really want to ditto what C said. Maybe later down the road, but right now, not sure. Possible in the future.
Mm-hmm. So here's a good question. Do you think that women or people in general, I'll just say people in general, do you think that we become more wary or less likely to want to fall in love when we experience really bad ending relationships? See, you go first.
I would. Oh, I'm sorry. You said see. Oh, sorry.
Oh no, you can go ahead, Tawanda. no, I was saying you can go ahead.
She's trying to throw me under the bus to go first. She said it twice. that is a great question, and I think that I would say yes and no. I know some people that's been married 4 or 5 times, like they just go with the flow. For me, I'm more old fashioned, and I was thinking about this today. I still have, and even though I'm like super like spontaneous and adventurous and all that, but when it comes to like serious relationships and love and marriage, that's a whole other story. And I believe that people don't have the values that they used to have a very long time ago. We can look at the world until they don't. I know people that has been married 5, 10 years, and they get divorced in 6 months, they on to the next one, and to each his own, so I'm not discriminating against anyone. I'm just saying for me, of course I would be weary. We live in a day and time where you can know someone your whole life and don't know them. People are lie, people are kind, people are just not really trustworthy, and it's scary and it's crazy. So, yeah, I'm super cautious with meeting people and with building real relationships. And then the other thing, Kay, so many relationships are business. You know, like let's say, for example, if I meet a guy, you meet a guy, people are looking at, okay, what are you bringing to the relationship? How much money do you have? Are we going to get a prenup? I mean, there's so many different things you have to deal with. Where do you really have time for the love? So, yeah, I would say that I think people are weary, and there's so many different elements to relationships these days. So, yeah, yes, ma'am.
Okay, I guess it's my turn. I agree. I think that some people, they can just go with the flow, and, you know, they're just like, well, 5th time a charm and 6th time a charm. And then there's other people, because I feel like dating now in 2020 is way different than dating maybe in, you know, 1990. So in a culture where we're like swipe left and swipe right, it is kind of hard to like feel like you'll find something genuine, so which may make people a little discouraged to date nowadays, especially after you experience a heartache, because you know, you may say, hey, all guys are liars, all guys cheat, all guys whatever. But it's, I guess it's just easier said than done. But, you know, just to try to have an optimistic way of looking and approach each new situation with bright eyes and a clean slate.
That's a good thought. That's a good thought. So then the question now is this. I want you two to think of a relationship that you won't like it, but was particularly painful, that ended in a particularly painful way. Does the thought of that relationship still affect you? Does the thought of that relationship affect your performance at work or in education or any of your goals? Does it affect your performance in any way? Corinne, you go first.
Of course, when you fell out of marriage, it can affect you in a negative type of way. However, I don't let it get to me. I feel like it takes two, so you can't put all the blame on yourself, and you can just take accountability for your actions and just use whatever thing that you did in that relationship that may have not been the most flattering or I'm the most becoming, and just, you know, improve relationships.
That's a good point. Here's a question before we go on to Tawanda. Did you ever, I know on the internet, when you end a relationship, there's a tip that's it's called, what is it, the 30 days of no contact. Have you guys ever heard of that?
Yeah, I think I heard something similar to that.
Okay. Have you guys ever implemented that? And what do you think about that technique? Does it work? Does it help?
I mean, me personally, like, if I'm done with you, then I have no problem with 30 days of no contact. Let's shoot for 300 days of no contact.
Like, sayonara. Okay. Tawanda?
Are you at? Question you just asked, or the one before that that Corinne answered?
No, the one before that. Does the thought of a particular relationship still affect you? does it still affect your performance?
Affect my performance? No. Affect me indirectly, maybe a little. There was a period of time to where it took a long time to heal and to get over it. I would think about it and get angry and feel some type of way. Then sometimes it would be a matter of like hurt, and it was crazy. And time does heal some wounds. And like now, thinking about 4 or 5 years later, I feel better. I learned a lot, and I've healed so much. So, no, it doesn't affect my performance, and I'm not bitter, and I'm not angry. Now I can talk about it. Now I can say I learned so much from it, and so on and so forth. And the second question you asked, no, I've never heard of the 30-day no contact, but I think that that could definitely be a good thing because sometimes you need distance.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so since you've never heard about it, we'll talk about it just for a second. So the 30-day of no contact is when you end a relationship or someone ends the relationship, we'll just say, when the relationship is ended and you start to have 30 days of absolutely no contact, no calling, no texting, no messaging on any social media like Facebook. You don't go and stalk his Facebook page. You don't go and check out his Instagram. You don't look for him at all. So that's what 30 days of no contact is. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I've never really heard of that, but I think it makes sense. Sounds good.
Okay.
Gives you time, gives you space.
Right. Okay, so falling in love and ending a relationship are two drastically different situations with polar opposite emotions. One is happy and one is sad, right? But both of them can be detrimental to focus and productivity. And as we talk tonight, coming up with ideas to handle both situations is helpful to planning ahead and staying productive. So some of the support things that that you would like to suggest to the callers, Taronda, what are some ideas that you would suggest to listeners for those who are falling in love and it's affecting their performance and those who are falling out of love and it's affecting their performance?
Man, that is another great freaking question. And I think you said me. What I would say is, number one, pace yourself. You have to take your time, so please pace yourself. Number two, I would say get in your think tank. A lot of times we don't give ourselves enough time to really think and kind of like rationalize and think about the whole situation, et cetera, et cetera. Number three, get positive people around you if you feel like that can be needed. It's always great to just not do it by yourself. If you have people who you can trust and depend on, that's reasonable and smart and all that good stuff. And also, I would actually say find some fillers. Find some fillers of different things to do. Don't just sit around and pout and just eat ice cream every day. Eat ice cream only one day and go to the gym the next day. Go out to something social the day after that. You know what I'm saying? Just we're going to pout a little bit. We're going to go through it, but let's kind of mix it all up so it won't be I'm eating a pound of ice cream and I gained 100 pounds. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
Let's just do a little bit of ice cream first day, gym the next day. Hey. So those are just some things. Get as much positivity as you can. Positivity, good vibes, good people, being around people who truly do care about you, even if people that's around you don't even know what's going on, but they're really positive and they love you and they care, that can be a filler and that can take your mind off things and it's going to be good vibes and positivity, and that definitely goes a long way.
Absolutely. I totally agree with that, and I think that that really also applies to people who are falling in love, because when you're falling in love, the tendency is to just want to be around that person 24/7, and then you forget about everybody else that's around you, right? But that's not necessarily – it's normal, but it's not necessarily healthy, right? So making sure to not give up on or let go of your other relationships because they are also healthy, I think, is important. About you, Corinne? Do you have any suggestions for those out there?
I guess just to not lose yourself. So even when you enter a relationship or you end a relationship, just remain true to who you are and just, like, love yourself before anything, especially before you start a new relationship, because you don't want to carry whatever issue, baggage is, or into a new relationship just because you don't want to be alone.
Right, right. That's really important. Okay. So, everyone, that is pretty much it for tonight. I really appreciate all of you guys who are listening. If there's anything else that you guys want to add, please go ahead now and please do that. Otherwise, Corinne can give us the announcement.
Mark, I would like to add something, please. This is Tawanda, and I want to say thank you for the topic. It's actually a real topic. And when I say real, what I mean is a lot of times in life we go through things and we sweep them under the rug. And what sometimes we don't realize is talking about certain things can be a healing opportunity for you. It can be a healing opportunity for someone else that may be going through something, occasion for someone who has not been through it before, and they're going to be aware. I'm so grateful in life that a lot of things that I've learned, a lot of things that I haven't gone through, I did not go through it because I had people before me that did, and they shared it with me. They shared that wisdom. They shared their experience. And, of course, some things we want to find out on our own, but some things like, okay, you know what, been there, done that, didn't work for you, thank you, not going to do it. So I appreciate that topic because that is not something that I normally even talk about. You know what I'm saying? And also the last thing I want to say, Kay, is to me that's the benefit of meeting women like you two, for example, and developing real relationships so we can look forward to sitting around eating ice cream when they go into the gym the next, talking about different people in our past that screwed up and how they missed out on having an amazing person, X, Y, and Z. So it's good because it's good to have somebody else to just crunch minds with. It's just not easy to find someone that is smart, got good advice, and all of the above. So, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity to run my mouth tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. That is so true. Sometimes it's really difficult to find somebody that you can discuss these kind of things with on a logical level, you know. So I appreciate that as well. Corinne?
Yeah, thank you for tonight's topic. The only announcement that I had is just to make sure that everyone follow us on our social media platforms or on Instagram, and that's Real Girlfriend 7, on Twitter, Real Girlfriend 7. And also just make sure to visit our website at www.realgirlfriends.org.
All right. So I want to thank everyone for listening tonight. Please tune in for tomorrow's show. Again, this has been Kay with Love and Business Part 2. And until next time, stay safe.
Thank you.